But the Giants under six, and that the juice was minus 135 at the time. I just think the Giants are a mess. I mean, they only won five games last year. They were 24th in my end of season ratings, which is not good. And I think they're worse on both sides of the ball. First of all, the receiver position's a mess. You know, not only is Beckham Jr. not there anymore, and that's been a huge deal. In the last two seasons, Odell Beckham played 16 games with the Giants, and they averaged 21.6 points per game with him in. They played 15 games without him, and they only averaged 16.8 with him out. That's a difference of 4.8 points. My model doesn't think Beckham's worth 4.8 points, but he is a significant factor. They're banking on Golden Tate being, you know, one of their main targets, and Golden Tate's an overrated receiver. Even when he was getting targeted a lot in Detroit, he was an overrated receiver. He's also out for the first four games. The receiving core is a mess. Sterling Shepard has a thumb injury. Corey Coleman, who they're expecting good things from, a young guy, is out for the season. So they're really banking on Saquon Barkley, which is fine. I mean, he's a great player, maybe one of the best three or four running backs in the league. But great running backs do not win football games in the NFL, and that analytics have proven that time and time again. So if your offense is based on Saquon Barkley, I think there's a problem there, because it's throwing is what wins in the NFL, and Eli Manning was never a good quarterback in my estimation. He had some good runs in the playoffs and won some Super Bowls, but over the years he's been mediocre at best, with, you know, as far as yards per pass play goes, and then he throws more interceptions than a quarterback of his experience should be throwing.